The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
I'll let you eat the brakes? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, yes. I asked Yugi if
yeah, they're really like good.
The brakes afterwards.
The used ones are super yummy.
I love ceramic powder in my tummy. I love that. It's very good.
That's how good.
My favorite part is the steel backing plate.
What the fuck is this podcast? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the finale for season two with EM2 Yuki. I preemptively apologize to everybody for this episode. This week on Flag Time.
Well, that, I mean, among other things, they got welds on the pipes that break, the cores break, the condensers break, everything fucking breaks. It's just like they made the entire air conditioning system in a tension Civic out of fucking like tin.
Poopy fart balls.
Poopy yeah. Butt fart balls.
Poopy fart poopy, poopy fart balls.
Poopy poop.
Dick poopy fart.
And on yeah. that note, welcome to the Flag Time Podcast, everybody. This is Automotive Service Podcast, where we talk a lot about not that. This is the season two finale. Welcome to the last episode of season two. We're starting season three in a few weeks because I'm giving everybody the holidays off so we don't have to do things Saturday nights. Yes, right.
Thanks, boss.
You're welcome. Anyway, for the last episode of season two, we've brought back EM2 Yuki.
Hi,
hey, does
everybody.
Your before we get really anywhere, how's your mic situation doing, Eric?
It's doing good. I checked to make sure that it's got the right proper input because the last one, so for those of you who don't know, which is everybody not on the Patreon, the episode that we did with Misha Mansour from Periphery. My microphone did not record, and you're probably like, wait, what? Like, your voice is there. Like, how did it not record? Because I went back and read my goddamn lips for the entire episode and re-recorded everything I said.
Because for some reason, it decided to record your fucking VR headset
that is off. It was like, that's the proper input. Yeah, sure, not the fucking Yeti X. So whatever.
Certified Windows computer moment.
So yeah, because it was the Misha Mansour episode, I went in and I was like, I'm fucking saving this shit. So I went in and voice acted everything I said, which is really hard when you don't have a script and you have to read your fucking lips. So, because there's parts where I was like, what the fuck did I say? Because my lips were just like, that's literally what I thought I would say. So
you had to use context clues from after what you said to figure out what you said.
How everybody was reacting and what everybody said afterwards. I was like, okay, that helps a little bit. But yeah, if it was your episode, Yuki, we would have just re-recorded. That would have been a lot.
Wow, I'm not special to you, you fucking dick. Fuck you, Sterling.
You're not the guitarist of one of my favorite bands of all time, no.
Wow, but I'm the most D17 loving man you've ever met, probably.
Oh,
the worst Honda engine
the
ever.
The greatest Honda engine ever made. You fucking
the only
slut.
Honda engine that fucking goes out of its way to blow head gaskets.
Yeah.
L15. You bitch.
Yeah, but back
yeah,
to
the
topic
L15
at hand.
Came after that one.
This microphone's recording out of here this time. I checked. I double checked. So
the D17 paved the way for all of Honda's failures.
D17 was the peak of all humanity. All right. Sorry, you just can't accept that with your small little fucking mind there, Sterling.
That took 3 days. It took me 3 days to re-record all of my lines.
Did you get really drunk at the end of that?
No.
It's like, try to forget it.
But I'm going to now. What's everybody drinking tonight? Because I have something.
Well, I'm two beers in. I want to go get a third, but I feel like it would be kind of weird to just get up and leave in the middle of a podcast.
Water gang.
So it's just in my fridge. It's just like just over there.
What did you drink, Yuki?
Molson. Molson guy.
What the fuck is
Molson Canadian? It's Canadian beer. It's great. Shout out Molson Canadian.
I found this at the grocery store today. I've got Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
They used to have that only at the cantina in Las Vegas before they made it. Like, they debuted it at the Taco Bell cantina in fucking Vegas. They're like alcoholic
from
Baja
a grocery
Blast.
Store.
Oh my god, that is horrible.
That's horrible.
Wait, what did you just ask?
Jesus Christ.
You guys can buy liquor from a fucking grocery store?
Yeah, it's the
US.
Guys
can? What the fuck?
No, our fucking liquor has been like controlled by the government since like 2 months ago. Where it was finally legally allowed to be sold in gas stations.
This is what
another L in Canada.
So let me describe this flavor profile to you, because this is the first time I've literally just tasted this shit. So
he's gonna yell into the mic.
It has a Baja Blast taste, but it also has the aftertaste of the smell of week old beer cans in the trash. I'm not fucking kidding.
I want to try that now.
I want to try that.
This is horrible.
I bet that's really bad.
What? This is horrible. I'm going to take some.
I'm not going to let it go to waste.
It's like the what, you know, the, y'all know the candy Warheads.
Here, let me try.
I fucking love Warheads.
Let me try.
They have a soda.
There you go.
Warheads makes a soda.
I fucking hate that.
Bad.
The blueberry one was the bane of my existence as a child. I loved it.
I love Warheads candies, but I saw the drink at the store and I had an aneurysm because I was
my
just
girlfriend
so
heard me through the wall and she said, "You're drinking those alone." I'm like, okay.
Damn. Yeah, so
I drink alone.
I was like, oh, look, horrors beyond what my taste buds can imagine.
Oh, hey, look, man-made horrors beyond our comprehension.
I bought three different flavors.
Man-made horrors beyond Pixie.
It's actually really good.
That's great, Pixie. Good job.
It's weird. I expected it to be way more sour, like the candy. It's not at all. It's like a little bit, and then it's just fucking good.
Nice.
So we have two Honda techs in here, right?
We do, in fact, have two Honda technicians.
Shit, we're outnumbered. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I'm like triple outnumbered because I'm the only one here that's not a fucking... that's not at a dealership.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from.
Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
I don't have a drinking problem. I just need to do it every 5 minutes to stop the shaking.
Okay.
See, that means you're not doing it right. You gotta drink it every 3 minutes.
That's so real. Thank you. Thank you.
See, why I'm here.
That's you're not so a true real. Drinker if you don't do this. Gets liver failure and fucking dies.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Hold on, I gotta get props ready. Hold on.
What do you mean props? What?
He's got props. Don't worry. Just let him get his fucking don't props worry. Ready, man.
Fucking cat fight.
Mm-hmm.
Cat fight.
Literal, not derogatory.
Yeah, literal cat fight. Not two attractive women really fighting.
Oh, that's tragic. You guys wanna see the coolest thing fucking ever that I own? It's not a D17. Shut up.
Hang it. My shotgun.
It's somehow better. Check this shit, guys. Y'all fuck with that?
Oh, he's train autistic.
Fuck, it's a train.
Yeah, you know, right? It's a fucking train.
Is that a Z-scale train?
No, it's N-scale, actually.
I built an HO like diorama set when I was little. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about maybe getting back into model trains, but I didn't know if I was going to do Z or N. I was probably either going to be one of those.
These are terms I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Okay, Eric, there's You know about model trains?
I know they exist.
Okay, let me explain. Model trains are cool, right? There's a bunch of different scales. Usually they double in size. Oh. So Z scale, okay, this here is called the N scale, all right? This is one of
explain
the smallest scales.
Are.
Okay, so scale is like the scale.
Well, I know that. Like 164th, 124th.
He told me to explain what scales are. Do you want me to explain like in detail? What the? Okay, there's H. Okay, so there's Z and H O. OO, technically HO and OO are so similar they're just ignored. And then there's, I think it's G, which is also known as Lionel. And then there is, I think it's O scale, which is like fucking huge. And then there's a bunch of scales after that, but those are the ones that I know. This is N scale. HO is double this size. Z scale is half this size. Lionel scale is for fucking losers.
Ah. What's the scale that's 1-to-1?
Trains, you fucking moron.
Speaking of that, they make stickers that say 1-to-1 scale model. I've always wanted to like get those and just put them on shit.
Yeah, like I'm gonna get that tattooed. No, I can't. My lawyer has advised me not to finish that statement.
You should get those. You should get those gummy dicks that you can buy.
What?
Like so, yeah, you can buy gummy dicks and send them to people. And it's got a little message.
Did you know that you can make a dick. You can make it. You can make a mold of your own penis and then make it mold like.
Why
melt
do
a bunch
you
of gummy
guys
bears?
Know this?
Because fucking internet. Funny
I'm sorry, thing. You didn't know you could make a mold of your own cock. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's kind of fucking obvious.
Why would
like,
you
of
want to?
Someone? Of course, someone is going to want a mold of their own cock. All right. So, anyways,
who is someone?
Fish. Somebody
fish.
I don't know.
Fish. Fish. Fish.
Big fish cock.
Well, yeah.
Do you like fish sticks?
Just staring at the camera.
Fish. You
fish.
Answer the question.
I don't know. I mean, I could fuck with fish, dude. Low key. Not gonna lie.
What are you, a gay fish?
Gish.
You ruined it. You ruined
I know.
It.
Shut up.
You ruined it. You
shut
ruined
up.
Your delivery.
No, shut up. Ruined. Shut up, Sterling. Nope. You don't need to be ruined. Mean. Pixie, I think you actually made it better. Good job. I give you 10 pats because you're just a little guy, but you know,
joke.
You're over ruined. There.
Oh,
fuck.
That's overhead. It's like the same vein as like, he's been diagnosed with Ligma. What's Ligma? Steve Jobs. Like that kind of shit.
Who the fuck is Steve Jobs?
Who the fuck is Steve Jobs?
Ligma ball.
I'm a big
Yuki, I want to let you know that literally 25% of all of the responses that we've gotten from the Instagram responses are just why.
Really? Are you serious right now?
No, I'm dead serious. Like
all of the Instagram people that said why, I hope you all know that you can go fuck yourself. You can. I'm not saying you should, but you can. You know, like make a mold of your cock, fucking cast at a caster or some shit, and just, you know, just go crazy. Some people
don't have cocks. What are they supposed to do?
For real?
This is a mechanic
I didn't know that.
Podcast. There's like two women that listen to this.
No, there's more than that. I know that.
There's
for sure.
There's a lot more than that, buddy.
Well,
tell
actually,
you
I'm really curious now. What is my male to female ratio of viewership?
99.9.
I got to see this now. Okay. Where's insights?
I'll check flag times and then I'll check.
Guys, mine. Look, a boat.
I get it.
That's so funny.
Guys, get it, listeners, it was a Dodge Charger in or Challenger, excuse me.
It's the same fucking car.
Shout out the backlog because that was his post.
I am 95% men.
Flag Time's gender split is 92.9% men and 7% women.
Hell yeah, more than Yuki. Let's go.
Fuck you.
Let me check what mine is.
Wait, say that again. What was it?
92.9% men, 7% women.
7%. Okay.
What's yours, Sterling? Probably because you're such a stud. Yeah, probably. Mine's a sausage party, man. 95% men.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel like it has something to do with the fact I scream racial slurs a lot.
Mine is
that's an inherently male trait.
Mine is 93.5% men, 6.4% women.
That's my personal page.
I forgot.
Do I have the most women on my fucking channel? That's crazy.
With your gym content, I'm not surprised.
You mean the two times I fucking posted a gym video?
Look. Eric, look. Lil Bro's caked up.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's got that shit, like, going on, you know?
Okay, you guys, what was yours again?
95 and 5.
95 and 5.
91 Eric? And 9 is mine.
And Eric was 93 and
93 6? And 6.3, yeah.
Mine is 86.2 and 13 points. Oh, my greasy ass fucking screen. fucking screen.
Jesus Christ, fucking grease ball, buddy.
Oh, look, a cat.
Cat butt.
Apple cat butt. Hey, hey. Oh,
whoa. Butthole, son.
Hello, Millie.
Cat pod. Podcat.
Where'd the cat go?
Where'd the cat go?
Go that way. There we go.
Oh, what the
fuck? She's okay.
Fish.
Hell yeah.
Fish. Really?
Bitch.
Gonna do that randomly through the recording and just fucking.
I'm the only one that can do it right.
Fish.
Fish.
You know what that means? Fish orgy.
Gay fish. Wait, is that from that?
Yes, that's exactly. That's yeah. Oh my god, from.
Dude, I've been looking for that fucking fish sound effect for years.
Yeah, it's from the rant, the drug induced rant that he screamed in front of a girl's face.
Fish. We're surrounded by
you,
fish.
Me,
horny fish.
Uh-oh,
about looks gas like the meth sushi. Is kicking in.
Uh-oh, there was a roofie in our gas station sushi. We wake up in a sewer surrounded by fish, horny fish.
The fact that he did that whole thing one take with a straight face was the most impressive.
Dude, I knew somebody in high school that was exactly like that, so I'm not like, surprised, quite
like
honestly.
That shit
literally
is
anybody
straight
in
up Bremerton,
Washington. Yeah.
I would stutter a quarter of the way through that,
like,
and just
like
fucking
that
kill
was,
myself.
That video is pure 2009 meme energy.
What?
Especially in front of a woman, Pixie.
Oh, I wouldn't even. It wouldn't even start. I'd be too scared.
Women are scary. Pixie. 2024.
That's why I'm swole, is because women are scary.
Hey, all seven women that listen to the podcast, can one of you please just say Pixie's cute so he has confidence?
Everybody DM Pixie and say he's cute.
Yeah. I'll do it right now.
All
actually.
The dudes are going to do it.
I'll do it right
do
now.
It right now.
So funny thing about that, kind of related, not really. The reason why I still have this mustache is because
it's not going to show up.
So many people, it's never women. So many people
still can't see it.
That's why is it out of focus?
Because you stop saying
that.
It's not 2007 anymore.
It says the F slur.
Why would you do that?
Okay. Why would you show us that?
Because I thought it'd be funny.
No.
No.
Oh, no. I guess you're just going to have to censor it, you know?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know how much work I'm going to have to do for this fucking episode.
Yeah, it's going to... I'm going for sub 1 hour.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, maybe
I mean, I could just start saying the N-word nonstop for the next half an hour.
So, like,
no.
Hold on. What was your episode? Like, episode fucking seven, six?
Episode nine, I think.
Nine. Okay. So, yeah, nine episodes in was the most unhinged at the time. When I reposted it on the Patreon, it was just like, oh, this is like a normal episode now. So... Yeah. In the course of 2 years,
bless you.
we've gotten
Baja
a little
blast
bit more.
Burp smell like monkey shit.
Baja.
Probably.
It's like
Baja.
That was the catalyst.
Help Bobby,
the
I can't.
Yeah.
Knife.
Gun.
Give me all your Tim Hortons right now.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna shoot.
I can't say the last word.
Don't ruin your camera.
Why? I'm blowing air at it.
Silasar EX, I choose you!
Where's my PSA 10 Charizard? Hold on.
He's pulling his cock out!
With how much that card's worth, I might as well be.
He's pulling his cock out.
What is it worth? At least, like, it's probably worth at least, like, 30 bucks.
Hold on, let me see. PSA 10 Pokemon 151
$32,
Charizard
actually.
Oh, it's a full art? Damn. Yeah. Damn, bro. Have you considered getting Never mind.
Were you gonna say, have you considered getting laid? Is that where you were talking?
And then I remembered he's like married or something.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I am. Like,
nerd. Imagine. Damn. I guess me and Pixie are the only single ones here, you know? I mean, like
oh jeez.
This card,
oh jeez, Rick. Oh jeez.
A PSA 10 full art Charizard is currently going for
Christ.
Oh my fucking god, $424?
$634.
What the fuck? Where did you read that?
I have that card in a PSA 10.
I don't have one of those, but that AR setup is like $2,000.
Man, that's crazy. I have something more valuable than that. It's a 2003 Honda Civic.
It's not.
Shut up.
I have something right here that's worth more than your Civic.
That's not hard to do.
My family's love and affection.
Yeah.
Fuck this, you. Guys, can we get this fucking that. Goober out of here?
Do you have that? I bet you don't.
My dad left me.
God damn it, Yuki.
Bro laughed at that. Bro laughed at that. Wow.
I have
not
a pair
cool,
of drone tweezers.
Why do you have drone tweezers?
I can't show you what I have a pair
drone
of.
Right here.
Wait, hold on. I think I can show you what I have a pair of.
I got a pair of fat fucking nuts right here.
What are we going to talk about? What are we talking about?
We're supposed to be talking about Civics.
No, we're not.
Today.
That's a lie.
That's what Yuki said. He wanted to talk about Civics.
I wasn't here
Japanese
for that.
Cars.
I wasn't that's here for Civics that conversation.
Are. I have so a pair of happening. Go Transit carriages.
I deadass thought those were fucking harmonicas for a second.
I thought they were harmonicas too.
Yeah, I wasn't the only one.
No, I'm too drunk to have a harmonica right now, Loki.
Just breathing in
Buick
and out of it.
Watch. I'm a Buick watch.
Oh my god.
I'm a Buick watch.
Fuck ass.
With a Buick
I have,
watch.
I okay. I haven't told anyone about this, so you guys are gonna be the first to know this. I have spent $230 trying to import promotional Mazda RX-7 FC water that was only for an event at Fuji Speedway that happened 30 years ago.
Why do you want 30-year-old water?
Because it is official Mazda RX-7 FC water, and that's my dream car, and I just think it'd be so fucking fun.
I bet that water's got so much microplastics in it.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Oh, 100%. But, I
or
mean,
it has none because it was made before microplastics were a thing.
That's not true.
Microplastics started in the 40s, you fucking dipshit.
Microplastics started whenever plastics existed.
Actually, no. Microplastics started whenever Teflon
just,
started getting produced by
it just
DuPont.
Didn't get, like, it didn't get...
PFOA
like,
chemicals! Yeah!
In the mainstream, because lead was the main thing.
Yeah.
Bring back lead. That shit was delicious.
Yeah, see, they need to bring back putting lead back in the gasoline, you know? It brought back the good old days. Remember when leaded gasoline was the standard? See? Yeah.
I want to know how much heavier leaded gas was than regular gas.
Autolite brand spark plugs for spark plugs that will probably not work in 20,000 miles.
Jesus Christ. We
Why
thought
did
you
that
died.
Do you have a stomach ailment? Try raw cocaine.
Try Autolite brand cocaine. Spark plugs.
Why
you eat them. And
try
they make
plutonium
you
spark plugs. Yeah.
They make you poop.
Spark plugs from a 5-4 Triton are delicious.
Yummy.
If this episode doesn't really show yummy. You the state yeah, of this fucking show, then I don't know what to fucking tell you, my guy.
That was my yeah, magic shoes.
We do. We
anywhere.
The episodes are very diverse. They can be anywhere from just like
completely fucking
random yapping
to
a very rare occasional super intelligent and cohesive episode.
Right.
Yes, Sterling, my friend.
Times,
what is
it.
Your current thoughts on the current Democratic fuck? Fuck, I forgot what my stupid smart
see,
guy question.
You don't have, yeah, you don't have
see,
the mustache
Sterling,
for that
my
voice.
Friend. What is your current inquiry towards the current socioeconomic state of the Democratic Republic of the Congo?
Corn. All three of you at the same fucking time. I was gonna do it if there was dead silence.
You could do the corn vocalizations, but without making the voice. So you do uratata, uratata.
I wonder how long it would take to listen to a corn song before you heard
Urata, uratatata.
It's about 3 minutes,
Uratata.
I think.
I'm gonna just stop myself there before I get booed off the stage.
What?
Okay.
Hawk Tua spit on that thing.
You hear that girl scammed a bunch of people?
I did hear about that. Yeah. I actually informed my coworker on that today. He's like, dude, did you hear about Hawk Coin? I was like, oh yeah, where she pulled a rug pull and scammed like 600,000 of her fans.
I don't understand. Honestly, people who get scammed by rug pulls deserve it.
Honestly, like, oh wow.
If you're stupid enough to invest in a meme coin, then you deserve to get scammed. Honestly. Although, did you not play RuneScape when you were little?
There is the coin, which name I cannot say.
I can double your money. Give me your money and I'll double it.
Fucking idiots.
I hate that I know exactly what coin you're talking about.
Pixie knows exactly what coin I'm talking about.
I hate that I know exactly what coin you're
It's the coin that none of us can say because we are not, we are at a melanin deficit here.
Yeah, don't say it then.
Okay, hang on.
I will say I made $250 on Dogecoin.
Fuck back you. In the day, I wanted to put $800 into Dogecoin, and my parents told me to go fuck myself.
I made $40 on XRP this week.
Oh, shit.
Man, I wish I invested in fucking Bitcoin instead of being in my mom's womb.
I started drinking Celsius.
I wish I knew you wanted
shut
me.
Shut the goddamn up. Back in 2019, I started drinking Celsius, and back then, their share price was like $2 a share.
What is it now?
Hey, you want to hear something?
$150 something.
I need silence in the chat right now.
It's gonna be Millie purring, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Sterling, if I fly to your house, can I pet your cat?
Yeah.
Promise?
He said, yeah.
You promise?
Oh,
fuck.
Your cat just looks so cuddleable. And actually, she looks a lot like my cat that I had as a child.
Censor the cat.
Rip Molly. Everybody type in chat, rip Molly. I forgot. This isn't live. Fuck. Chat. No. Little guy. I love brown tabbies. I want to get a brown tabby, but I just can't afford to.
Excuse me. Millie's a beautiful woman.
That thing and sounds you, like the Yamaha 250 on the back of my not. Bass boat.
For the listeners of this episode, Millie is currently doing a certain salute. We're not allowed to say what it is.
For the audio listeners, idiot.
Shut up.
What did you say?
For the listeners.
So then, I said the correct thing, you bitch. There's
hey,
the viewers
don't fight
in the-
those fucking plants, you
fucking asshole.
Okay, Yuki, I've got a question for you.
Yes, small man in the corner.
Is this a legal weapon in Canada or not?
I honestly have no fucking idea.
Post production, Serrated Mobius here. Pixie was holding up a slingshot. Yeah, we didn't say what it was. Anyway, back to the episode.
I bet it's illegal.
Is being stupid illegal in Canada?
It's not, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well I mean, our prime minister would be... fucking driving 40 on I-5?
Oh, nice.
Because
that's
what
stupid
people do.
You're dealing with a bunch
of
BC... word I can't say on a podcast. That's
those are Canadian citizens.
Yeah, we don't talk about BC people. They're critters, man.
British Columbia.
We don't like
British
people.
Columbia.
I think the only people we don't like more than BC people is people
even
from Quebec,
British Columbia.
Yeah, Tabernacle. I don't like the people from Ontario.
British Columbia.
They do not speak
in the
French. The people from Ontario, they're very mean to me because I do not speak English, but they come to Quebec and they do not speak French.
This isn't even an episode of a podcast.
Like.
This is just a Discord server.
Yeah, well, yes. In reality, it is. Every single episode of the show has just been a recorded Discord call.
I mean, that's just every best podcast. I mean, at least it's not fucking Skype.
Not distracting.
Yo, shout out to all three people using Skype nowadays. Should switch, bro. Fucking TeamSpeak would be better at this point.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A almost came out of my mouth.
Damn.
I haven't been to a Chick-fil-A in like fucking 5 years.
Are you boycotting them or?
No, there's just no Chick-fil-A's where I am.
I've brought my friend to Chick-fil-A like 16 times.
They hate, I don't know. Chick-fil-A is morally horrible as a company, so fuck them.
But why?
Chicken is,
dude, chicken tastes so much better when it hates you.
The chicken's okay. I mean,
I don't know. I prefer to go to Popeyes and get food poisoning, but that's just me.
Popeyes is much better, in
my
opinion.
It's so much better. No, these biscuits!
What?
Oh, there's a kitty. Millie, what are you
I need to stop drinking, but this is the first time I've had alcohol in like a month.
Are you of drinking age?
Yes.
Okay, good.
In Canada, I am of drinking age. I am not a resident here of the United States of America. I am legally allowed to drink at the age of 19 years old.
Is that why Canadians are so goofy? And by goofy, I mean
stupid different stash, words. Man. Little,
do I have little to, do I get to stash? Say it?
What did you say, Pixie?
I said, do I have to say it because Sterling won't?
Nicaragua.
Oh my god.
Fucking nincompoop. You fucking dirty poop. I love hitting them with that one.
Mm-hmm. Eric, you should cut the audio right before he finishes.
Right. <word. laughs> You absolutely should. That'd be really funny. For the record, all the audio listeners, people that didn't see the jump cut, I did not say the N-word. Probably.
Don't put that in. I have. Edit that out too. Don't put that in.
I have. Too.
Yuki. Well, Liam, actually.
Yes, Sterling, my friend.
Because Yuki's the car,
yes,
not
Yuki
you.
Yuki is, in fact, the car.
So, what would you say the percentage of the work you do at the Honda dealer you work at is recall work?
Probably like 20%, if that.
Really?
Yeah, we don't do a lot of recalls
here. Bless you.
Although, have you had the misfortune of doing a fucking first-gen Ridgeline rust recall?
How is there a rust?
You are... Okay, look.
We don't have rusty cars here.
Okay, yeah, but we have in Canada, we have a corrosion recall, which is for the gas tank straps. And that shit is the worst thing I've ever done ever on a car.
Yeah.
It was fucking awful.
I heard that was.
I remember it. That whole thing is blocked from my memory. I made a reel about it, actually. You guys remember the reel I made where it was just like Rust Belt and it was just me looking traumatized?
Oh yeah, with like
that was my one and only experience doing a Ridgeline recall.
Yeah.
For those Honda techs in chat, I had to do an A, B, and C on that car. If anyone knows what that means, I feel so sorry for you.
I know one of those is an oil change.
No. Actually, no. Technically, yes. Technically, an A yes. service is an oil change. Technically, he is correct, but on the Ridgeline recall, that means I had to do the full recall and then also patch both the front and rear. I think it's both front and rear subframe mounts as well, like strengthening them because they just rotted away.
Hell yeah.
That car was comedically bad. Like, you know what really pissed me off? I saw the customer. They literally just said, yeah, this car's going to the scrap in like a week. I was like, why? Like, why bring it here if you're just going to scrap it?
Because they hate you.
Yeah, yep. that's so real. All the fuel pump recalls, I make an average of like probably every time.
I am not releasing what you just said because that is publicly talking about recall times. So,
oh, sorry. I actually lose on every recall I do ever.
Every bit of that's going to be censored. Nice.
Return of the Millie.
One long fucking beep.
Yeah, I really enjoy the fact that I make money on recalls. But I don't because I'm paid by the hour still because I'm an apprentice. But I'm very well liked in my workplace. I forgot to ask any of my coworkers if I can use their name in chat.
Speaking of like A, B, C services, at Mercedes, we just have A and B. And one of them is $250 and the other one is $850.
That sounds like the other one's more expensive.
Yeah. At Honda, I think if I remember correctly, we don't do really? A lot of BB services at my dealer. At my dealer, it's
so loud.
It's an oil change, brake service. I think also air filters.
Do they let you eat the brakes when you're done?
It's a B service, and it costs like
my dealer does
$750. Some of that I can't.
Let you eat the brakes? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, yes. I asked Yugi.
Yeah, they're really good.
The brakes afterwards.
The used ones are super yummy.
I love ceramic powder in my tummy. I love that. It's very good.
My
favorite part is the steel backing plate.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, they're really crunchy.
You look like a guy that would eat things he's not supposed to. Did you get like swatted a lot as a child because you were trying to eat like fucking crayons or something? No, get out of that.
What is the context of swatted?
Like hit.
Oh, okay. So he didn't have a SWAT team
call. Not like the police.
Not like
not the American
showed up
kind of SWAT.
I can't stream that in a fucking chat in a fucking page.
Yeah, you're already
what is this,
on a
podcast?
Watch list. Yeah.
I am on several watch lists, actually.
Is that real?
He's on Yeti's watch list.
I am actually on several watch lists. That's not a joke.
Sick.
Damn, that's crazy. You know what's really crazy, though?
I'm on a terrorism watch list and another thing that's probably should not be mentioned watch list.
Nobody asked.
Own personal safety watch list is how I'll put it.
Oh, I guess you did.
It's a suicide watch list. So those are the two things I'm on a watch list for.
Damn.
Terrorist watch list because I was bored one night when I was 13 and I figured out how to make napalm, thermite, and plastic explosives on Reddit.
Hell yeah.
I mean, napalm's pretty easy to make, but like...
Yeah, napalm is just right now, gasoline.
Like, how the fuck did you manage to find out how to make the other two? Like,
hell yeah.
Well, thermite is really easy.
Shut up.
Hey, can we stop? Can we stop talking about
Eric,
terrorism?
That's what, we got a listener interaction segment here. We're going to go into the listener interaction segment over here on the Flag Time Podcast.
All the listeners.
Instagram
I'm banned from Eric's
Patreon.
Discord server.
Oh, you're still banned. I completely forgot about that.
I'm still banned from your Discord server because I was explaining how to make controlled substances in your Discord server.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And now you're going to stay banned.
So anyways, how to make thermite.
I kind of want to take that course because I can legally take that course as an American citizen.
As
you were saying,
Aaron. The premium listener interaction segment over here on the Flag Time Podcast Patreon. We have 15 questions for you, EM2 Yuki. The first one by premium member Force User. What have you learned the hard way this year?
Do you want the list?
Just the top one.
I can't. Number this is one. So top hard one. To deal with right
top
now.
One. That is a difficult. That is a difficult fucking question.
No, it's
stop
not.
Showing your fucking asshole.
It is
stop that.
It is a difficult question, Pixie, because I've learned a lot of things the hard way this year. You fucking mustachioed with the
what?
Did you just notice the shirt?
I had this on the whole time. Literally the whole time.
I can't take a man seriously with that mustache and a shirt that just says shit.
It's the season finale. I gotta go hard. Speaking of hard, no.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, like, Yuki was talking about suicide, and I've got a Solution 45 shirt on, so I mean...
I don't know what that means, but...
45
caliber, like, ACP, like... Oh my god, 1911 9/11 reference? What? Sorry. Oh yeah, I forgot.
Oh shit!
You just fucking... That was such a stretch. Anyway, answer the question, Yuki.
It's like my autism ticks.
I don't know, there's a lot of things I learned the hard way. Oh, fuck. So there was one time, I guess.
What is your goal?
Just kick her out, man. Well, don't kick her, but like.
I have a curtain there.
You get a door, liberal.
I'm just going to build a door.
Just hold her upside down like a fucking toddler until she gets annoyed and walks away.
She's not a shark. That's not going to work.
It does, actually. It works with the cat that I live with. Anyways, I'd say. I'd say learning the easiest way to permanently fix an alternator bracket on an EM2 is
shooting yourself in the side of the head.
That's pretty accurate, honestly. wait, no, fuck you. The D17 is amazing. No. So what you have to do is this is assuming you've gone through three motors like I have. Shut the fuck up, Sterling. I don't want to hear a goddamn word.
Single other Not Honda a user single has gone through smuck. Three motors.
I've gone through several motors, but I mean,
yeah, because you have D17s.
I can't say that. I can't tell you to do that on a fucking podcast.
You can. It'll just get bleeped.
Yeah, but I don't want to get it to get bleeped because I want it to be funny. I want people to just not hear. Boop,
boop, honestly, boop, that's boop, kind of funny in and of itself. So whatever. It's
Sterling.
There it is.
Anyways, so. Okay,
I almost did it once.
No.
I've been hospitalized three times. We ball. Anyways, what was that yapping about? Right, yeah, the hard way. D17 alternator practice.
Weird one-up competition. Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, I tried to kill myself more than you.
Actually, I did it more than you, so my opinion is more valid.
Well, actually, that just means that you're worse at it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's not that I got worse at it. It's just, you know, anyways.
Carry on with your D17 story.
Okay, D17 story. D17 story. Okay, so my D17 alternate brackets, monkey shit. Dog shit. It's because they use a steel bolt with an actual like aluminum bracket, so it just like strips the threads out and just thunk. Actually, I figured out why that happens. It's because
they use Honda fucking wing nuts.
Fish.
Can you shut the fuck up for like five goddamn seconds, you little shit? Fish! Anyways, so fish. Okay, so anyways,
Eric's just dying.
Okay, so on the D17s, the alternator bracket fucking sucks because they didn't drill the threads out fully, so the fucking bolt just immediately strips the second you tighten it for the first time. So when you loosen it, it brings all the threads with it, which is gay.
That's unbelievable.
For the record, I'm allowed to say that because I fucked the dude before.
Then I guess it's not getting censored. I don't know.
Exactly. You should just be like, this was not censored. You will find out later in the episode. Anyways, so what was I talking? Right, D17 alternator brackets. So they just strip from factory. So the second you go to replace the alternator, you got to replace the bracket too, because it just immediately strips and it's cringe. You just like take that shit and just launch it into the windshield of a minivan with a family of four in it.
You mean like the whole engine and put a K-Series
in it? Family of four in a minivan. You don't need a minivan if you're a family of four.
Fuck you and your stupid, silly little mustache, you
fish.
Tiny little fish. Anyways, so
I do not regret starting this show ever.
Good. You do all the time. So it is, assuming you've gone through several motors like I have, you take a head stud, you shave it down quite a bit, and you just like fix the thread so it still threads a nut on there and shit. So
stud? Just go to the fucking hardware store and get a longer fucking bolt,
because the head stud's just perfect and I have 40 of them laying around.
Yeah, but you can just get a longer bolt with the same threads and everything.
This is question number one. Let me finish.
Story.
Okay. Damn. So what you do is you take a head stud and then you drill out the fucking threads on the bracket and then get a nut that threads onto the head stud and you just put it in on the the exhaust manifold side. You just put it in and you thread the nut on the other side, right? What I learned that the hard way is that I put the nut on the other way and I had to pull the motor just to get the fucking bracket off because the alternator wouldn't stretch enough to get it out of the way, because every time you would like fold it out to like try to get the bolts off, it would just like hit the fucking rad support. Nice. That's fine. At least my alternator didn't go bad until I had to pull the motor.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Premium member Chrysler Connection, but on Patreon, says, what interesting story have you not shared on the Flag Time podcast yet?
It's been like a year and a half since I've been on the podcast, so there's probably a lot. I can't tell that one. I can't tell that one.
That's a Geneva Convention violation.
It is, actually. I can't tell that one. Vietnamese.
Why don't you think of ones that you can tell?
Oh, I'm trying.
Try harder,
dick. The last time I blew up Yuki, I was chasing a DC2 Type R successfully. I was catching up. About a lap and a half off from up to him.
You blew your engine up.
I was catching up.
Yeah, and then you blew your engine up.
Yes.
Like the intro to fucking Most Wanted.
I was catching up to a DC2 Type R at Shannonville. What is it? I think it's CMP Shannonville, some shit like that. It's a course like 2 hours away from my house. I was chasing a DC2 Type R on the track. I was probably about two laps away from being on his bumper. And then I go around last corner. This was on the short course. For those who know what CMP Shannonville is. So like on like Manic Mondays or whatever the fuck it is. Like just like everything days where the drag strips open, they have like a short course, which is what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 8 corners, right? On the last corner, I brushed the brakes and all I heard was, I was like, oh, that's not good. So I immediately pulled straight into the pit and I just brushed the brakes again and my fucking front wheels just locked up. I was like, oh, fuck. Oh fuck. So I went around, I was like, hey, can I borrow your jack? And then like my buddy was like, yeah, fucking by all means. Shout out to RX7 Schnarr and fuck. I think it's Jack. I know his name is Jack. I can't remember his Instagram handle. Shout out to Matt and Jack at Arc7Schnar and Matt's and Jack's username. They let me borrow their low profile Jack's, like Jack at the front of my car. And I moved one CV axle up and down. And like, you know, you're not supposed to be able to do that, right? And then and then I looked at the other one and oh no, that's not good. And I still don't know exactly what the problem is, because I'm just like, I don't care. And that idiot's in storage right now. That's the fun story I haven't. Where the fuck did Sterling go?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. More cat shit.
Fish. That was a voice crack.
I know, you fucking prepubescent mongoloid.
I still voice crack sometimes, and I'm 32. It's gonna.
You can't call me a fucking mongoloid, you dirty little fucking reptoid.
I was gearing up and ready for you to call me a whore, and that did not happen, so I'm confused now.
Bro is not ready for me to call him a reptoid.
I've been cleaning my garage out because I need to start making YouTube shit, because I fucking hate my job. Holy fucking shit.
I love my job. My job's fucking fantastic. Shout out to my manager.
I liked my job in the slightest.
Here's the thing, Yuki. You're an apprentice. He's been doing this shit for decades. So
I've been doing this for so long, I hate it now.
Oh, you mean just like being a mechanic? Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No, it sucks.
I asked you
what like your percentage of recall work is. Mine's like 90%. I'm not even fucking kidding.
Oh, it's a good thing you're fucking hourly then, damn.
I think that's why they like do that.
Have you hourly?
It's so low volume, and it's almost everything is fucking recalls. Like when they did, time to bring every single CRV, all 50 something of them on the lot inside, and do the same recall one after the other. And then here's 100 more that are super muddy that you also have to do recalls on.
Damn, and that now, sucks. Imagine if it was all EM2s, dude. That'd be my dream job.
Who goes mudding in a fucking CRV?
Apparently, well, people in fucking Washington.
There's just mud on all of them because everybody in this state lives down a dirt road.
That sounds like an innuendo that I'm not supposed to talk about.
Anal.
Yeah, thank you, Sterling. Big guy
out here. Oh, wait, go ahead.
Now there's a high pressure recall for the high pressure fuel pumps on Accords and CRVs, and
they're not that bad.
Which is just an inspection. It's just like,
you don't just immediately swap them.
No, we don't even have the parts.
Oh, that sucks, dude. We have like at my work. I'm not gonna say where I work. I work at a Honda dealership in Canada.
What happened?
I'm still listening.
Bogos Binted? What? Anyways.
Bogos Binted?
We have like three full parts shelves that are just filled with the fucking fuel pump recalls.
Are you talking about the high pressure or the low pressure?
I don't know.
The one in the tank or the one in the engine?
Tanked.
That's not a high pressure fuel pump. I'm talking about the high pressure.
I forgot the new gen.
The one with the probe. For people that don't know, the current recalls, there's every single fucking Honda has a recall on it right now. There's the EPS recall for the power steering rack, because Honda didn't put the grease in the steering rack right, so you have to do you have to just squirt grease into a hole and then put a new plug in it. It's kind of a
That one's easy. I love that.
It's pretty easy. It's not that bad. And it's just really tedious work. I mean, I've got fucking borderline arthritis already, and it doesn't really help, because you have to like do very. It's stupid. There's a high pressure fuel pump inspection recall, which you use a probe to determine if a high pressure fuel pump is leaking. It pays like 0.4. The steering recalls pay 0.4 or 0.5 or something. There is a low pressure fuel pump recall, which is literally just pull the fuel pump out of the gas tank, replace the fuel pump in the cassette and then put it back together. Sometimes they're not a pain in the ass to get the fucking lid back on.
The only one that I've ever had that has been a massive pain in the ass is the Civic one with the stupid. I don't know what fucking pipe it is, but that Sterling, have you done one of the Civic
EVAP
ones
pipe?
Yet? Yeah, the EVAP pipe.
If you
so
drop the pipe
awful
in the gas tank, you have it to fucking replace the gas the tank gas because tank.
Yeah,
because fucking Honda couldn't design the EVAP system to not go through the fuel pump for some reason, which is weird.
Bros geeked, mad geeked.
I don't know. And then what else?
But even then, like, I've got that shit down.
There are so many fucking recalls.
Hello, Mr. Honda Man, listening to the podcast. I do all of the recalls in exactly hours. Do not question how fast I do the recalls. I'm certain that they're not faster than that because I do them
slow as fuck
because
my motivation to work is gone.
That's tragic. I don't know. I love my experience of my
it's
Honda
gone.
Dealer. I can't say what Honda. I wish I could say what Honda dealer I work at because I love my Honda dealer.
Premium member Police 428 asks,
"What's good, Police? Love you, bro."
When you first got into rotaries, what was the biggest challenge in terms of maintenance and repair compared to a standard piston engine?
Getting scammed by the guy who sold me the car.
Oh.
Can I say his name? I have been meaning to make a video. I found out today that that guy has scammed other people, so I'm going to make a video about how much of a piece of shit he is.
That's the challenge? It's a challenge to get scammed? Is that what you're talking about?
I live in Ontario. Okay.
It's scammed unlimited percent speed run.
Yes, literally. I'm not joking. Okay. Here's the thing. In Ontario, there is a few reputable people. There people that I've dealt with is a gentleman by the name of Duncan. Love that guy. He owns a company called Auscan, AUSCAN. That guy, absolute gem, answered every questions I had literally every part I needed. Absolute fucking gem. If you guys ever go to fucking buy parts off that guy, bring him a six pack of Molson Canadian. He will love you for it. It's just this lovely.
I don't even know what that is.
Beer.
Alcohol.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Duncan, love you. The other one is Amcard. I don't know his last name either. He builds motors. A gem. I love that guy. Both of them, absolute pleasure to work with. Other ones like Matt and Jack, the ones I mentioned earlier. Matt. Arc 7 Matt. I don't know if he wants me to say his name, so maybe censor his last name, but Matt, absolute gem. Jack, absolute gem. Those two have been helpful in my area. But the biggest issue that I've had with rotaries is I got scammed on mine and mine never worked. Shout out to the guy who sold it to me. You're a piece of shit and I genuinely hope you answer for your sins.
Because
I found out yesterday that he scammed at least another person because he sold one of his R34s with a overheated to fuck transmission and it's fucked to a guy in Niagara Falls.
Hell yeah.
I want to say his name so bad, but I'm going to make a video about how much of a piece of shit. No, automatic.
I was going to say, how do you overheat a manual transmission?
I don't know. That honestly,
well, you bought an automatic Skyline.
He's a fucking scumbag, and I genuinely hope that guy's unhappy with himself.
You bought a vehicle with a Nissan automatic transmission. So what do you expect?
I mean, maybe the previous owner, to be honest with you.
Your nose.
No.
No.
Not no. You, dickhead.
Oh, Pixie.
No.
I wonder how long it'll take for Pixie to accidentally just like forget that his gun is loaded and just blast.
I never forget.
I don't think he would, honestly. Like Pixie gives Pixie doesn't give me responsible gun owner vibes, but I know he's a responsible gun owner.
Gun safety is like
very important. Yeah,
fucking pounded into my brain from a young age.
I will never catch this man flagging anybody ever.
Points gun at entire Patreon following.
There's nothing in the chamber.
Imagine if there was, and it just like blew up right there.
Magical gun.
That's not how it
magic
works.
Gun
bro
bullet.
Shoved a bro shoved a bro shoved
premium
the 50
member Kyle Olson 25. Asked,
yo, Kyle, I love you, Kyle.
What
favorite.
Have been some big changes that have happened in your life since the last time you guessed it on Flag Time?
His EM2 worked exactly 2 times.
Sorry, hold on. I'm trying to go through the ones that I can say on this podcast.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why don't you filter that in your head first before you think of something?
That's why I'm trying to think of things.
I can filter it right now.
That would just kill your camera.
For lack of better words, I told my dad to yeah, my EM2 worked, and then it didn't, and then it worked again, and then it didn't, and then it worked again, and then it didn't. I sold the RX-7. I bought an RX-7, and then I sold it. I bought an EP3. Oh, I bought a motor for the EP3 for those who would. Actually, that motor's probably that video is probably going to be out by the time this fucking podcast is out. But yeah, I bought a motor like literally 2 hours ago. Before, like, I got home half an hour before we started recording.
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, the rest of stuff is pretty personal, so I'm gonna just,
gotcha.
Love you, Kyle. Though you're
24/7.
Speaking of the EM2 not working a lot, Ford Tech 1397 asks, why can't your shit stay fixed, bro?
Fuck you. Bitch.
All right, next question.
I'm sorry. thank you, but like, fuck you. Don't ask that question.
Premium member Ellis Chateau asks, when are you actually going to fix something rather than break it?
Do they get a fuck you also?
Fuck you.
All right, next.
Premium member Elysium Darkness asks, which Civic is the most hated and why is it the FG1 coupe?
See, but that's an objective thing. But my issue is I don't follow the objective anything for Civics because I think 98% of Civic owners are a bunch of fucking morons. It's not even that. 95% of the Civic population is just a bunch of fucking glue eaters and a bunch of fucking echo chambers. It's just like, oh, this guy told me that he likes this one time, so I agree with him. You know, it's like, oh, the fifth gen is the best Civic ever because it was an initial date. You know, it's a bunch of those fucking cretins. You know, oh, the ninth, the ninth gen is better than the eighth gen because the ninth gen is a K24 in it. Totally ignoring the fact that it's got real VTEC. You know, it's the good stuff. It's the good VTEC. No, I let me collect.
You know which Civics have won more races.
Sterling, I will server mute you from my section if I have to.
From my section, I don't even look at your Discord.
Shut up. Anyway,
what?
You're gonna have to censor that one. We're talking objectively. Yeah, probably the FG1. No, honestly, the 7th gen is objectively the most hated Civic of all time. Objectively, the most hated Civic of all time. But I don't get why. You know, I do kind of get why, but like, I think they're a bunch of fucking wusses and a bunch of sissies.
Mm-hmm.
My most hated Civic generation of all time is the 9th gen Civic, specifically the SI. My boss, my manager, if you're listening to this, I understand why you like yours, but your car still sucks, man. But I love you. You're the best manager ever. Please don't hate me.
I mean, at least the 9th gen runs.
So the 9th gen Civic is the worst one ever fucking made, right?
Yeah.
Terrible chassis, drives like shit. Everything in it feels like it's made of fucking garbage. The motor is dog shit.
A stroke.
Shut up. The amount of people that I hear with 9th gen Civic shit on the 7th gen is really fucking annoying. It's like, oh, but the 9th gen's better. It's like, no, it drives like shit. Your chassis sucks. But it's got a K24 in it. It's like, the motor doesn't make the whole fucking car. You fucking brainlet.
Brainlet.
Like, I hate people. The problem with Civics, the Civic culture in North America, from what I've seen, is just, it's basically, my car is better than your car because my car has a better motor, which means my car is just better. Don't look at the rest of my car. The motor's the only thing that matters. And it's just a bunch of fucking mongoloids. I hate him. I hate him so much. See, like, Sterling's car is based because it's an EF with a, what is it, B18 or B16?
A B18.
Nice. It's fucking based to shit. Because the EF is, like, objectively the coolest Civic ever made. And even I will admit that, being the 7th gen Civic, biggest connoisseur, biggest lover of all of them. Right?
Yeah.
The EF is the coolest Civic. The 6th gen... the 5th gen is all right. The 6th gen is mid, and the 7th gen is so good. It's
the EG is a much better platform to build a performance car out of, though, than the EF.
That's true.
The EF has a weight advantage, but
it does. It has a weight advantage.
There's a lot more parts you can get for an EG or an EK.
Yeah, but it's a much more raw car.
Yeah, I'm about to be. Even you can't deny it, by the way. I'm about to be an EG owner, by the way.
Is it one of those fucking free cars again, you bitch?
What is it? What?
When are you gonna give me the Saab? You dick.
Never. I mean, they sold one of them.
Give me Sven right now.
No. You don't need to give it to me. It's my car anyways.
Premium member of the forklift guy asks, what's your favorite shape for pasta?
Spaghettini, because it cooks really fast.
That sounded like a slur. Is that a real pasta?
Spaghettini. No, it's like pasta. It's like half. It's like pasta, but like even. It's like, sorry. It's like,
it's
spaghetti,
like
but
pasta.
Even thinner. So it's like this pasta
so
thing,
it's like,
right?
Pasta, right? But different.
It's like, yeah, angel, okay, hair. Almost.
Spaghettini is like spaghetti but thinner. I like it because it cooks like that. Hell, it's amazing.
Yeah. Savage Actual 556 asks, why is every Civic a shitbox and underpowered? Yours excluded, maybe.
No, mine definitely included. No, mine aren't pick. Okay, Sterling, I'm going to need you to be quiet for 2 seconds. I know it's really hard for you, buddy, just do me this. Mine aren't shit boxes. They just are underpowered. And
they're just bad cars.
Fuck you.
Beat me to it.
They're great cars. All right, I love the 7th Gen. I love the 7th Gen so much.
Yugi, how are you going to feel when I get to drive his Saab before you?
I won't, honestly.
If I can get it running.
Yeah. Oh, what, is Sven broken right now?
Yeah, the fuel pump's not working. I got to figure it out. Oof. It hasn't been working for weeks because I haven't been able to, what's the word, have any time to deal with it, because I fucking work 5 days a week now instead of 4.
Ah, poor guy.
You had more than one.
Welcome back to a normal work week, little buddy. Aww,
at least you're not driving an hour
that's
to
true.
Work anymore.
No, I'm happy about that.
At least you're not driving an
hour. God damn it, let me complain.
Yeah. God damn it, Barbara, let me fucking complain. You just had to overcook the fucking casserole. Oh, sorry.
Premium member Vubula asks, this is a question for all of us, but we'll start with Yuki. If you had to replace your daily driver with something else, what would you get and why? And also, what would you never get?
I would replace my EP3. I'm actually considering doing this after I do the trip that I'm doing in September. That hasn't been publicly announced yet. I'm planning on replacing mine with a 944, like a Porsche 944, because I've heard that they're very reliable and the parts aren't stupidly expensive for them, and I need a fucking 80s car. Aren't stupidly expensive for them.
I was going to say, are both of those things made up? Because one of them certainly is.
I've heard. No, the NA ones are reliable. The turbos like to blow up all the time, but the NA ones are pretty fucking reliable especially in terms of Porsche.
Okay. Because I just see them in people's yards.
Well, I mean, yeah, because nobody fucking drives them anymore because they just beat the shit out of them and they ignore them. What do you mean I need a fuel pump? Fuck out of here.
Jesus
Christ.
I don't like your opinions.
Oh my God. Okay, I just lost my train of thought. Never mind. It's gone. I forgot what I was going to say.
Derailed. Here, don't. Oh, fuck. Where did I put it?
Don't worry, Sterling.
I've got you. Here's a new one.
That's an engine.
Actually, it's a locomotive, you fucking critter.
What car would you not pick, Yuki?
9th Gen Honda Civic. I hate them so much. Okay. I hate them. I have a burning hatred.
Pixie, go next.
I would replace my 2-valve New Edge Mustang with the Terminator Cobra.
Hell yeah. What would you not replace it with?
Anything German.
What about you, Sterling?
Hey, it's a different car, technically.
I already have my dream commuter car.
No, you had to replace
it. Oh, you wouldn't replace it with anything?
He would replace it with an EM2 Honda Civic.
I would replace it with a nicer version of itself. Okay, how about that? I would replace it with
literally
with
everything?
One. No, I wouldn't. A first-generation Insight is the best commuter car ever made. Period. Period. For just driving to work and back, it is the best one.
That's real. I really want one.
They're so good.
ES1 Civic Hybrid.
They're really, really fun to drive. They look cool. They get good gas mileage. They're comfortable.
You say get good gas mileage when it gets like the best gas mileage of almost any fucking car ever made.
Yeah, like I drive mine like a fucking maniac and I get 50 miles a gallon. I'm not even kidding. Like I do full throttle highway pulls every time I get on the highway, and I get on the highway, you know, once every single day. And, you know, like me and when my Honda like mechanic coworkers get off work, we all fucking blast up off the highway to see which one of our stock Integra LS, a Civic CX EG, and my Insight is the fastest.
That's funny.
It's just, we all just
hell yeah.
Now, actually, my work is literally right on a highway off ramp, so on ramp. So, yeah, it's awesome, dude. Because I love it when I had Yuki still, because apparently, very often, everyone would know that I was arriving at work because they would hear vroom, vroom, vroom. It was great because Yuki is obnoxiously fucking loud. And I love heel toe shifting in that car. It's so much fun. Just
heel toe shifting in a Honda is a religious experience. You can do it in literally any manual Honda. You can do it in a CRV. It's fucking awesome.
It's just so good.
I cannot physically rotate my ankle enough to do that.
Well, Sterling, you should learn how to do that so you can race cars for real on a racetrack.
It's not, I need know to stop how being a liberal it. Sissy. I physically your tiny little can't. I can't rotate my fucking
little guy's got a little pizza on him. He's got a little
pizza.
But
you practice it. You just practice it.
Yeah, you literally just.
You also drive a Mustang, which is comically hard to heel toe downshift.
No, well, like, no. Yugi, that's the thing. I can't rotate my fucking ankle enough. That's
yeah.
The
neither
problem.
Can I. I have big enough feet where I can just do this. It's great.
Yeah.
It's so good.
My feet are that wide. I was thinking of putting a plate on one of the pedals so I could just do that.
Oh yeah. Probably just should.
Well, for me, like if money was no object in this question, I would 100% replace my yes. Exactly. I would replace my E-Class with an AMG GT, and I would daily that. On the concept that I dailied my S1000 for two straight years, as I mentioned in the last episode, and the GT has more storage space than a motorcycle, so it would be super easy to daily a GT. The only thing that's stopping me right now is brake pads and rotors for one axle of that car cost $3,000. So, yeah.
Well, if it's do you know how many EM2s you could buy for that? At least one.
Yeah.
If you get the manual transmission, you won't have to hardly probably ever fucking replace those brakes.
They only come in DCT, you dumbass. Like, what?
I didn't know that we were, like, thinking money's no object here. Because if so, I would replace my EP3 with another EM2, but, like, the cleanest one I could find.
Yeah, I own my EcoBoost for almost 6 years. I never had to change the brakes on it. I put 60,000 miles on it.
Yeah, because it was manual. The AMG GTs aren't manual.
No, I didn't know that. Not even the race cars.
That's lame.
Yeah, the race cars are paddle shifters.
Yeah, they're all DCTs.
Well, then just downshift and engine brake it. Never touch the brakes.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid handlebar mustache.
You say it's stupid, but you're jealous as fuck, and I know.
I am member Steve Henriquez asks, do you wombo?
Wombo combo! Wombo combo! Okay.
No, wombo, not wombo.
It doesn't wombo, sorry.
Kishimi wombo.
Wombo!
Womboing. Premium member level 14 asks, what is something you wish you did differently to your Civic?
Not blow it up.
Fuck you.
Am I wrong, though?
You know what's actually really funny? There honestly isn't a thing that I wish I did differently to my Civic. I love every single thing I did to the car other than blow it up. That's it. Well, I love that car. It is so fucking perfect.
Hell yeah.
Actually, no, there is one thing. Okay. Shout out to Enginetics. I won a competition. I think it was a competition, like a giveaway from Enginetics. He sent me a free gauge. It was like I think it was a coolant temperature gauge. I wired it up backwards accidentally because I was like really fucking tired and drunk. So I wired it up backwards. This was when I was 19, for sure. When I was 19.
Like 5 years ago?
2 years ago. Dude, you realize I've been 19 for like 2 months. Actually, I've been 19 for 2 months as of today.
Congrats.
Oh, yeah, like 5 days ago.
Fuck you, Sterling. This totally wasn't a year and a half. I will. I mean, if you want, bend over. You know, I got no problem with that. Anyways, so actually, I find it really funny whenever I bring that up ever in my story. Just like even like in passing, it's just I immediately lose like 50 followers.
Yeah, it's like internet's that. Gonna internet.
Internet's everyone, gonna internet. I just find it just like so funny,
and then leave.
The guy is
soy gay.
Anyway, you reverse engineered or reverse wired your fucking.
I reverse wired my thing, bricking the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, you bricked it. Oh, okay, so it doesn't even work.
Which, in the same time, I wired it up to the cigarette lighter. So I think I completely ruined the circuit.
Sick.
Yeah.
Awesome. I thought you were about to do something smart. Like I did this backwards thing where it like unlocked this certain. No, you just fucking bricked it. Okay.
You expected you to do something smart?
Hey, I need to get a whole. I need to get like a whole interior harness. But like honestly, I don't need the. I don't need the fucking. I don't need the cigarette lighter.
Everybody does something accidentally brilliant at least once in their life. So I mean,
I bought an EM2 Honda Civic. That's enough said, bro.
Premium member Ashton Green asks, which Canadian stereotype is the most accurate?
Most of them.
Yeah, but which one?
Which one is the most?
I live in the area with the most stereotypes. Okay. We have throw out some stereotypes, we'll tell them if they're true. Okay, look.
Maple syrup.
We love that shit.
Moose.
What?
Red plaid.
Kind of common, but not overly common, especially in the cities. A. When you go up to... Huh?
A.
I do say A quite a lot.
Sorry.
Sorry. I mean...
Stupid fucking politicians.
War crimes permitted per capita.
He got it.
He got it.
That's very common, actually, yeah.
Isn't a Costco hot dog also $1.50 in Canada?
Costco hot dog is also $1.50 in Canada, yeah.
So it's arguably it's cheaper. Then why the fuck does everyone from Vancouver come down to the Bellingham Costco?
I don't know.
Like, fuck all you guys.
The only reason why I go to Costco is to get the hot dogs. Otherwise, that place genuinely overstimulates me in 5 minutes, and I want to stab at every single person I see.
100%, dude. There was somebody following me, like tailgating me in real life, and I just stopped. Like.
Oh, sorry. I need to check my phone.
The issue in my area with the areas in my Costco's for as little detail as I can, nobody wears deodorant.
Ooh.
Like an anime convention 24/7 over
all
there.
Canadians understood what I just said. You guys probably don't, but I'm going to just dwell past that.
I've been to an anime convention. I know what thousands of people that don't wear deodorant fucking smell like.
Then you also know what it's like to walk into a Tim Hortons. Anyways.
Exactly. We love our Canadian audience, don't we?
We love our Canadian
Tim Hortons right now.
Premium member Frame Automotive asks, which racetrack is your favorite in the world?
Which race is your favorite?
Racetrack.
That's a tough one.
I like Asian people personally. No.
Track.
Pick my favorite race. Yeah, I love the.
Are you not hearing the word track? You dick.
Race.
My favorite race.
What a weird question to ask me.
I like Formula One.
Yeah. I'm a basic bitch. I like the Nordschleife.
Actually, yeah. Honestly, I guess if I had to pick my favorite racetrack, it'd probably be the Nordschleife. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I have that course memorized.
Actually, same.
It's the green hell, but I feel like such a basic loser for saying that.
Maybe
you like the Nordschleife
and you will crash and die.
Exactly. I really like complicated courses. They're more fun.
One of my favorite racetracks, unironically, is Circuit Gilles Villeneuve. 100%. I love that track so much.
Wait. I don't even know what that is.
It's the Canadian GP track. It's cool. In Montreal.
Montreal.
Like, I would take that. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Jacques Villeneuve. Cool.
For the audio listeners, I held up a massive print of Jacques Villeneuve, which is a Canadian driver. Sterling, I bought that because I like the look of the. Was that a Canon car or Rothman's? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just like the look of the car. I don't like French people.
But
specifically French Canadians.
In all of the Formula One video games that I would play, I would just hop.
I don't like French people.
That circuit.
Oh god, thank you, Sterling.
French people don't like anyone.
Yeah, they're a bunch of goobers. I was gonna say the C word, but I don't know if that would be cut out or not. Sorry, anyways, Sterling, Eric, you were talking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it,
please don't.
I would just
dad.
Hot lap that track in all the Formula One games that I played. That's the place that I practiced at all the time.
On Gran Turismo Sport, I put approximately 28,000 kilometers down at the Nürburgring in one car.
I want to know how many I have.
Fun fact, I have 2,700 hours on Gran Turismo Sport, and I owned 197 1990 Mazda RX-7 GTXs. Can you guys tell where my love for the FC RX-7 came from? Because they're the best car ever. They're just so peak. I love those. I love an FC RX-7. Well, if any of the listeners want to give me an FC RX-7, I'll gladly take it.
Hell yeah. We got two more Patreon questions, then we can go to the Instagram responses. Premium member Framed Automotive asks... No, we already did that one. Premium member Masonite500 asks, Dream 5-car garage. Go, go, go.
EM2 Honda Civic. EP3, I love... Okay, now that I own an EP3, I love the EP3. Yeah. EP3 Honda Civic. A FC RX-7, specifically a 1991 Mazda RX-7 Savannah GTX in brilliant black with a black interior on the OEM BBS wheels. Yes, I have that memorized. By the way, for the EM2, it has to be 1HG EM2 1573 LA 1058-4 for the VIN. It has to be that one or else I'm going to shoot myself.
the fuck?
Number what? You don't have your VIN number memorized? You fucking
no!
Loser.
No.
SHH EP3 57 RA 0.
That's identifiable information, my dude.
I don't give a fuck. Canadian shit isn't in the public domain. So go. You should cut that out. You should probably bleep out my VIN numbers. But yeah, for
you know, what you should do is you should make a compilation meme video of how many times he says you should probably cut this out. Or one of us says we should probably cut that out.
Just like bleep. You should probably cut that out, by the way.
You should probably cut that out.
That was three of the five cars.
That was three.
Just say the next two.
Third. An S13 Sylvia. Specifically, it has to be a Sylvia, not like a 1VR or a SIL 80, because I'm not gay. Well, I mean, I am, but like, you know what I mean? But it has to be specifically on Longchamps, 14-inch Longchamps with the mint green and whatever the fucking beige, that two-tone that they had. It was so good. And then the fifth one is a Z31 300ZX Turbo. Or, well, I guess 280ZG. Well, sorry, a 200ZG, which is like a 300ZX, the first Gen 300ZX without the shitty V6 that they had.
Ah.
Headed the RB20. Yeah, the RB20 in it.
Hell yeah.
You could get a 300ZX with an RB.
Yeah, not in Canada or North America. It was specifically the 200ZG, which was only sold in Japan.
Hell yeah.
That is my dream 5-car garage. Because
hell yeah. We've got a late Patreon question submission here by premium member Stirworks, and they say balls.
Thanks, premium member Stirworks.
You're welcome, buddy.
Big balls fan over here.
Big balls and wiener interested man over here.
We're going to go over here to the not premium at all.
You're not allowed. Oh my God. No, no.
Hi, me again. Post-production's Rated Movies here. The next 40 seconds that were just cut out of this episode here are Patreon exclusives. You can go over there and see that because no. Yuki, stop it. Welcome back to the podcast. Anyway, we're going to go to Instagram responses over here.
Hey, everybody. Nazis are bad. If you're a Nazi, you're a bad person.
Did you guys know that being a Nazi is bad, by the way?
Just letting you know.
As tradition on the Flag Time
Instagram.
As tradition on the Flag Time Instagram, we always highlight the first response. And the first response is by Instagram user balls. Blake Owens. And they say, just why?
Blake Owens, fuck you.
Before we get into the rest of them, do you want me to talk about the thing that you said to wait for the podcast to explain it?
Okay, so let me go back to the fucking group chat that we have over here. Because I want to post. I want to talk about this because Pixie just out of nowhere comes into the group chat and he goes, my coworkers used me to take a transmission out of the bed of the shop truck today. Okay, I need to understand the concept of you or context of used.
Oh, like, hey, go pick that up, monkey man.
It's not that far off, actually. So the Luke Tech took the shop
monkey
truck
man
to the shop truck to the transmission shop to pick up a 4L60E for a Silverado.
Uh-huh.
and
Morty.
He vacuum shot. I was doing like
I Morty, need you to play with my balls, Morty.
I was doing like
support an oil the change. Multiverse, Morty.
Yes, Pixie.
I was doing an oil change.
You just
change,
don't understand right? The jokes because you're not smart enough to understand the jokes.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you literally
you just don't understand the jokes. Pickle Rick is literally the funniest thing on earth.
What do I to understand any of the jokes in Wicked Morty?
Can Pixie tell his goddamn story?
Tell us.
You need a PhD in applied physics. What do we?
So I was doing Shinola change, and they're just like, "Hey Nick, we need to use you and your fucking gorilla arms to lift this fucking transmission out of the bed of the
Monkey
truck."
Man,
is your last name?
And I was like,
"What?
No, it's not." So I go over there. I slide.
Stop being racist.
No, no more racism. Stop.
No, enough.
By the way, guys, for the record, Eric told me to say as many slurs as I could.
No,
not
I didn't.
True.
He did. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
He certainly did.
I said A.
A?
Like singular.
The A? Oh my god, Canada reference?
Anyway, Pixie, go ahead.
Oh, say, can you see like by the dawn's early...
Wait, that's not... Wrong.
Oh, Canada.
Okay, I have server muted Yuki. Go ahead and tell your story.
Thank god, finally.
So I'm server muted myself, right?
What?
Yeah, I'm the only admin in this Discord.
Yeah, he is
server.
The admin. Anyway, Pixie, go ahead and go with your fucking thing.
Okay, so I fucking walk over. I grab this transmission, I pick it up, and I just set it down on the floor. Like, it was. I just fucking moved it like it was a fucking couple of books or some shit. And I'm just like, is that all? And they're just like, you made that shit look so easy. It took two of us to put it in the bed. I'm just like, it's not that heavy. It's like maybe 180 pounds.
Was it what transmission was it?
4L60E.
Of course.
Second
of course, there was a reason why you were working on a 4L60E.
I wasn't the one.
Those aren't that heavy.
Exactly. It's like it was. I mean, it was full.
You could probably pick one up and like throw it, but like I could pick one up.
Yeah, I
maybe.
Was like,
pretty sure I've also picked
and ruined my bag. He doesn't know he's still muted.
You realize I'm not muted, you fucking loser. Dipshit.
He unmuted Goober. Himself.
He's, yeah, and then I remuted him.
Oh, you wow, muted you bitch. Muted him for you, okay.
Wow. Okay, Sterling. You
yeah, it's like I was like it's
bitch.
Not that I was like it's not that heavy. You guys just
his
gotta
lips
go
are moving.
To the fucking gym.
He's not muted for us, Sterling. Sterling.
What?
He's only muted for you.
Oh yeah, shit, you muted I'm me. I mean disabled.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
boom.
Shit.
Boom. Wait, retarded? Was that a timing reference?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. As in not advanced.
Sure. Oh, I still gotta make that video. I forgot. Yeah. I haven't gotten an AC check.
Let me go through some of the responses here just without naming anybody so we can go through like a rapid fire kind of thing. We got, why Canada? Do you fuck with sharks? Why you? Yeah. Are you okay? Why?
No.
Cargo vroom.
No.
Gay yes. Question mark?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Gay
question mark. Yes.
Yes. Down in Dabtown asks why in all capital letters.
I've said this like six times. I don't know. You can ask Eric. It was his bad decision, not mine.
We got, why are you Canadian from
I
previous
was born this
guest,
way.
Ryan Rally?
Oh, yeah. Song. Ryan was in here before you guys fucking showed up, you fucking dildos. That was chill.
What?
I like that guy.
What caused you to be the way you are?
Parental neglect for the most part. On my dad's part. Shout out to my mom. My mom's the best mom ever.
Cat, my mom's the best mom ever.
I don't no, my mom's
mine
amazing,
is.
Dude. My mom's awesome.
No.
I'm not even I don't
my
even
mom's want, stronger than your mom.
Can we just probably. My mom just had knee surgery. My mom was a gem. I love my
damn,
mom.
I love knee surgery.
Can we get much?
Oh, wrong meme. Sorry.
The Caleb Murphy asks, how many worms are in your brain, and which one is your favorite?
16, and my favorite is John.
Hell yeah!
Mainly because
he
gives me
control?
Taco. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, next.
Do you like the carbon tax?
No, I think Trudeau needs to be thrown out of office. I think Canada as a whole is just kind of fucked at this point. That's why I'm leaving at some point.
Yeah, join the club.
Yeah. Do I like the tax that allows me to not do the thing I want to do? No. Do I like the tax that ruins the economy?
Fuck you, Trudeau. I genuinely hope someone...
Isaac Blee
in asks, Minecraft.
Is he okay? He hasn't made a cry for help reel in a while.
Oh, he hasn't made a cry for help reel.
Who said that? Who
Isaac
said that?
Blee.
Isaac?
Isaac Bly.
Fuck you. Oh, I know Isaac. I know Isaac. Isaac, you're a fucking critter, all right? I'm doing We Ball.
Doing guys.
Shout out to my ex for fucking leaving me.
Mystery
no
Toast 1.6 asks, how do you manage to have such an unreliable Civic?
Unwiggles your balls.
Because I never fix it correctly, and then I track it more, and I find out what happens.
That fucking noise, but backwards.
It's like broke. Have you ever owned like an RC car that you took to like the skate park?
Okay, we're just gonna mute this guy.
What?
Okay, so anyways, next question. I don't even want to let Sterling finish his thing.
He's not muted for me, so I mean he's
not muted for me either.
Not horse penis and balls.
Where?
Horsecock.jpg. JojoCY.com/horsecock.
We'll do this last question here. Silas03 asks, how was the raccoon?
I should be in that question.
The raccoon
pool,
and I are not on speaking terms.
Damn it.
Eric, I should let the flame die out.
You should be in there somewhere?
What do you mean I let the flame die? That fucker cheated on me. I got that bitch pregnant.
With who?
Another raccoon.
I don't fucking go into it. Fucking pop-up bands, man.
How are you?
Oh, man.
Instagram user Pixie4.6 asks, fuck you, love Pixie.
Okay, so we're just going to disconnect this guy from the call now.
Please don't. It'll take 5 minutes for my fucking audio to come back.
That was this episode of Flag Time. We hope you enjoyed this season finale.
Literally didn't even hear that. It was just so muffled.
Can I make one shout out to my classmate so he believes that it is actually me? Shout out to Sujit for probably listening to this episode because I was on it. Fuck you, Sterling.
I'm just gonna read the names in post. I'm gonna
read them now.
No,
Eric.
I'm just gonna read them in post.
Why? Because I'm just gonna go name. It's kind of a name low-key.
Yeah, kinda.
I would never do that. Be a good boy and read the names.
No.
Good boy. No. Bad boy. No,
this is my fucking show, my guy.
So I am the guest.
Yeah, he's got a point.
I get to choose. I have the power here.
The fuck you do, shit for brains. Anyway, we would like to thank our premium members over on our Patreon for giving us way too much money. We wanted to say thanks to 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Big Blue Caddy, Chatted Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devine, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Ellis Chateau, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hack Flock, Tomfoolery, Hal, Jamie BH 911, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Josh, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars Assumus, Luna Cat Eye, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Maxine Prudhomme, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirworks, Steve Henriquez, Tagarog, The Big Maple, The Forklift Guy, Vubula, William Martin, Woodwood, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Bud in Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous support of this dumbass show, and we will see you in season 3. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks, probably. We're going to take a little bit of time off. So
holidays,
yay. This is technically the Christmas episode, so whatever.
Christmas episode is
I'm not going to be allowed on this podcast again, am I, Eric?
Not until next year. We may make this an annual thing. I don't know. It'll depend on how everybody thinks of this episode. So, but
I'd say I was pretty unhinged. How much do you think you're gonna have to remove here, Eric?
Not much. It's pretty par
maybe,
for the
maybe
course.
Just that.
There's a lot of yes. That's gonna be. There's gonna be a lot of censors. There's gonna be a lot of censored blocks and a lot of bleeps. I know that's gonna be.
You just
the
make
case,
the censor bad.
You're gonna add sensor blocks too? Okay, no.
Well, I've always had. If you're on the Patreon, you see the sensor block.
I'm not.
Time.
I don't.
I'm not on the Patreon. Sorry, I'm broke.
Yeah.
I took it out of my pay, you fucking liberal.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Peter. Have a good time.
Hey,
goodbye.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Peter. Hey, Peter, my poop.